I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 194 of The 80%. How much is the average income of Filipinos? What are the top 10 positions that have the highest salaries in the Philippines? How much money do we have in our bank accounts? These are just some of the data I shared and discussed in this episode. If you want to see the numbers and the sources of this data, you can visit the episode show notes. The link is in the description. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. I received a message from a follower, si Kira, at sinabi niya na, "May I please ask if average income and savings by age groups here in the Philippines can be discussed? I know savings and goals are personal, but I would appreciate if I have something to compare with." So thank you very much, or TY. Naintindihan ko yung sentiment ni Kira kasi mas maganda meron din tayong benchmark or point of comparison kung okay ba tayo dun sa status natin ngayon. But I also appreciate Kira saying that savings and goals are indeed personal. If you have a good mindset, I don't think it will be detrimental to know ano ba yung nagiging industry standards or ano ba yung current situation dun sa community or in this case, the country where you are at. So again, tiyatanong ni Kira, "May I please ask if average income and savings by age group here in the Philippines can be discussed?" And that's what exactly what I will tell you today. Simulan natin sa mga salaries or sa sweldo. Salaries in the Philippines as of April 2024. Itong data na ipapakita natin, first of all, ay extracted it or I took it from the website or a study done by PayLab Philippines. At ang ginawa ni PayLab, nag-interview siya, nag-survey siya ng mga employees based on the numerous people that they ask. Ito yung lumalabas na average salaries in the Philippines by gender. And nakita nila na ang mga lalaki, around 22,224 pesos ang average monthly salary, while yung mga babae, 21,153. So in general, in the Philippines, men earn 5.1% more than women. Of course, the ideal is dapat pantay, but I think if we compare this to other countries, especially in Western countries, this is relatively okay. But the goal really is to make gender not a factor when it comes to the salary. Dapat depende sa skills mo, sa talent mo, kung ano yung naibibigay mong input dun sa company. Anyway, I think what is more important is the average salaries per age group. So according to the study, those who are age 24 years old and below, ang average salary nila is 15,000 pesos. But it ranges from 12,000 a month to 24,000 a month. meron tayong median na 13K. Ibig sabihin ng 13K, kalahati 13,000 and below yung sweldo. Yung upper half, more than 13,000. If you average all the salary, it's 15,000. This is a good barometer if you are applying for your first job. Since ang median is 13K, which is, I think is the minimum wage dapat. So, kung tatanungin ka nung employer kung magkano yung gusto mong sweldo, siguro pwede mo isagad, sabihin mo 24,000 a month, no? Or even a little bit higher so that there's room for negotiation. But since the average is 15K a month, I think it would be nice to have at least 15,000 pesos a month na salary if you're applying for your first job. But again, depende sa skills mo, depende sa company. For 25 to 34 or currently, ito yung mga baguhan sa workforce. Baguhan pa ba yung 25? But yung relatively young, these are the people who are still establishing their career. Ang range of salary that they have is between 12,000 to 38,000 pesos per month. The median is 18K. Ibig sabihin, kalahati nung mga 25 to 34, 18,000 pesos or below ang sweldo. The average of the salaries is 21,000 pesos per month. Bakit mas mataas yung average? Siyempre, hihilahin nung mga matataas yung sweldo, kahit konti lang sila, yung average. But I think very important yung median kasi dito makikita kung ano yung distribution nung mga tao based on their salary. And if the median is 18,000 pesos per month, ibig sabihin, half of people not age 25 to 34, 18,000 pesos and below ang sweldo. Yung upper limit natin na 38,000 pesos, 90%. Ibig sabihin nito, 90% of those who were surveyed, 38,000 or below ang sweldo. Meaning, within the range of 25 to 34, 10% of these people higher than 38,000 pesos per month ang salary. So for 35 to 44, I'm assuming that these are people who have already decided on the field that they really want to pursue. Hopefully, they are in a good company where they see themselves working for many years, not necessarily retire, but they have already established their career path. They have decided na ito na talaga yung gagawin ko. And for them, ang range ng salary na meron sila is from 12,000 to 46,000 pesos per month. The median is 20K, which I think is parang mababa, no? For someone na 35 to 44, a lot of them, I would assume, would already have families, may anak na yan, may isa or dalawang anak na yan. And kung ang kalahati nitong age range na to ay 20,000 pesos or below ang sweldo, parang mahirap, no? It will be very difficult and dito papasok yung need na kailangan pareho kayong mag-asawa na nagtatrabaho, kailangan nyo ng double income na household. The average salary even of those who are between 35 to 44 is only 24,000 pesos per month. So kahit na 24,000, parang kulang pa rin yun kung may pamilya ka, assuming dalawa or tatlong anak. At the very least, puro necessities lang yung kaya mong i-cover dito. Which really brings me to think na kailangan talaga itaas yung minimum wage sa buong bansa. Hindi na sa particular city or particular region. I think sa buong bansa, kailangan itaas ang minimum wage. Anyway, continuing with our age groups, from 45 to 54, ito yung mga pre-retirement, ang average salary nila is from 12,000 up to 44,000. Yung 35 to 44, ang upper limit niya is 46,000. Yung 90% of people who are age 35 to 44, ang sweldo ay 46,000 pababa. Pero pagdating sa 45 to 54, bumaba, 44,000 lang ang upper limit niya. So, bakit kaya? No? It's interesting to see na mas mababa yung median and average and range of the salaries who are 45 to 54. I can only assume na probably these are people na nagtayo na sariling business kasi ito rin yung age range na nag-iisip ng ibang gagawin yung mga tao. Probably graduate na yung mga anak, so they don't exert as much effort in building a career kasi may katulong na sa sweldo sa bahay. I don't really know. But it's probably something that I can look more into in the future. Finally, sa mga 55 plus, and these are soon to retire na mga individuals, mas mababa ang salary range from 12,000 to 39,000. The median is 17,000 and the average salary is 20,000 pesos per month. Again, I don't know kung bakit mas mababa because I'm assuming that as you reach your retirement age, na-promote ka na ng na-promote sa trabaho, by this time, probably vice president ka na ng company or CEO ka na. One thing that I thought when I saw this data is baka konti lang yung na-survey nila na 55 plus or even yung 45 to 54 na age range. Siguro masyado nang busy itong mga 55 plus, itong mga 50s na mga Filipinos and hindi na sila nagpa-interview. However, data is still data. If we simply look at the sample that the PayLab Philippines took, then this is a little bit alarming because I wonder if these 40s and 50s people have even been able to prepare for their retirement. However, one insight that I also thought of is from 35 to 44, probably this is your most productive years. And I hope you are or you can take advantage of these years para talagang kumita ng pera. I know it's not that easy, but if you are able to decide on a particular career, you have committed yourself to a particular field during your 20s and early 30s, it will be possible for you to optimize yung income mo during your late 30s to your 40s. Pero siyempre, hindi nga natin masasabi, hindi naman ganun kadali na mag-decide na ito na ang gagawin ko buong buhay ko. But at least, that is something to think about. According to the survey also, these are the top 10 best paid positions in the Philippines. Number one is country manager or director, which is not surprising because top management yan. 92,279 pesos per month ang average salary ng mga country managers or directors. IT director, which is also top management, ang pangalawa. Scrum Master, nako, yan. Meron akong friend na yan yung trabaho. Sabi ko, mataas pala ang sweldo mo eh. Dapat ikaw yung nanlilibre pag kumakain tayo sa labas. But if you're not familiar kung ano ba yung Scrum Master, para siyang project manager, but particularly sa IT industry. Yung mga tech companies, tech startups, yan. Laging mayroong Scrum Master yan. CEO is just number 4. So CEO of companies, I'm assuming mga from large or multinational corporations. Hindi ito yung CEO ng mga home-based businesses o yung mga small and micro businesses. So if you're a CEO for a major company, you are probably earning around 64,000 pesos per month. Pero may na-meet ako, CEO, mas mataas yung sweldo, no? 6 digits. Medical advisor, or I think this is also known as mga med rep. Number 5 sila sa top 10 best paid positions. So all the rest of the top 10, IT project manager, operations manager, leasing director, call center director, and lead developer, yung mga matataas ang sweldo sa Pilipinas. What I noticed dito sa ating list ay marami ang IT dito sa top 10 best paid positions. Sa mga investors, alam nyo ba yung country risk? Ito yung risk na baka malugi or mababa lang ang investment returns mo kasi sa isang bansa ka lang lahat naka-invest. Kung yung portfolio mo ay puro investments sa Philippine economy lang, then you are exposed to country risk. Kapag hindi maganda ang ekonomiya ng Pilipinas, lahat ng investments mo pangit. That's why it's important to be diversified and it includes investing in other markets. Dapat meron ka ring pera sa forex or sa foreign exchange market and sa ibang bansa, sa US market, sa European market. Kung gusto mong matutunan kung paano ba mag-invest sa forex and other global markets, meron tayong website na pwedeng puntahan. You can go to bit.ly/learnforexph and nakalagay doon yung first steps on how you can invest in forex and the other global markets. Again, that's bit.ly/learnforexph. bit.ly/learnforexph, all small letters. And take that first step towards diversifying your investment portfolio in other markets.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Puntahan naman natin ngayon yung average savings ng Filipinos. This is as of 2017. Naghanap ako ng data na mas latest. Financial Inclusion Survey lang yung nakita ko from the BSP. And ang nakalagay lang talaga doon is kung ilang percent ng Filipinos ang may bank accounts. Ang gusto kasi makita is magkano ba ang nasa bangko ng mga Pilipino. And this is from BSP as taken from an article published sa Esquire Philippines. Average amount in bank accounts of Filipinos, 62%, ang dami nito, no? 5,000 pesos and below lang ang pera sa bangko. 20% is between 5,000 to 40,000. 14% is between 40,000 to half a million. And only 4% of Filipinos have half a million or above in their bank account. Alarming sa akin dito is 62% of Filipinos, 5,000 pesos or below lang ang pera. Dapat ang majority dito is yung 40,000 to half a million. Because I think that's the usual range for an emergency fund. Yung 4% na half a million and above, ang una kong naging thought dyan, bakit nasa bangko lang yung pera nila? Bakit hindi naka-invest? Ang laki-laki naman nung more than half a million nasa bangko. I think dapat yung nasa bank savings account mo, okay na yung half a million or below. Depende dun sa lifestyle mo, depende kung ano yung requirement mo for an emergency fund. So, ang tanong ngayon, magkano ba yung pera mo sa banko and where do you belong? Nandun ka ba sa 20% na 5,000 to 40,000 pesos ang nasa savings? Or nandun ka sa 14% of Filipinos na 40,000 to half a million ang pera sa bank account? Ako, nandun ako sa 14% because I like investing. Yun na lang yung masasabi ko. How big should your savings be? According to an article I saw online, pwedeng benchmark ito. If you're in your 20s, dapat half of your annual income should be in your savings. So kung sumisweldo ka ng 10,000 pesos a month, in your 20s, dapat 10,000 a month times 12 months, that's 120,000. Half of that is 60,000. So dapat meron kang 60,000 pesos na savings. If you're in your 30s, dapat 1 year's worth of your annual income ang nasa savings mo. So if you're earning 20,000 pesos a month in your 30s times 12 months, 20 times 12 months, 240,000. Dapat 240,000 ang nasa savings mo. In your 40s, dapat times 3. And in your 50s, dapat times 5 of your annual income or even more. Ako, I am taking this literally na pag sinabing savings, this is just money in your bank account. So, I agree dun sa 20s and 30s because I think this is the emergency fund that you need. But in your 40s, yung 3x your income or 3 times your income and in your 50s na 5 times your annual income in your savings, I think that's too much because you should be able to invest already during these years. My recommendation, 0.5x to 1x of your annual income should be in your savings account to serve as your emergency fund. But it's important to have an investment portfolio for retirement and your other goals. Ano yung tatlong lessons and takeaways na meron tayo dito sa ating diniscuss? First of all, it's good to have a high salary, but it's better to have a high savings rate. It's not really how much you earn, but how much you get to keep every month. May kilala ako, 100,000 pesos a month ang sweldo, pero 2,000 pesos a month lang yung savings niya. Meron din akong na-meet, 40,000 pesos a month ang sweldo niya. Pero every month, 10,000 pesos doon na si-save niya at ini-invest. 30,000 pesos lang yung kanyang monthly expenses. It might not seem apparent now, but I'm very sure 5, 10, 15 years from now, mas magiging maganda ang buhay nung sumisweldo ng 40,000 pesos a month because mas mataas yung savings rate niya. It's good to have a high salary, but it's better to have a high savings rate. Number two, it's good to have a high savings rate, but don't just save. Remember to also invest. Talo ka sa inflation pag hindi ka nag-i-invest. So, don't just leave all your money in a bank savings account. Make sure that you also invest. Invest for capital appreciation, but also invest for income. And number three, balikan natin yung sinabi natin no simula. Personal finance is personal and don't compare yourself sa iba. Maganda na aware tayo ano ba yung usual range ng salaries and savings rate ng mga ibang Pilipino. Pero kung yung salary mo at yung savings rate mo ay mas mababa kesa dun sa average, I hope hindi ka ma-demotivate, hindi ka malungkot. Instead, you can use it as inspiration to work harder, maghanap ng diskarte, para ma-improve mo yung sarili mo. You don't have to feel defeated na 40s na ako pero ang baba pa talaga ng sweldo ko. So don't let that bring you down. Maybe yung big break mo will come in a few years. Medyo nahuli ka lang pero hahabol ka in the next few years. Use it as an inspiration. On the other hand, kung mas mataas naman yung sweldo mo at mas mataas yung savings rate mo against the average, I hope hindi ka maging complacent. Ang competition mo talaga is yung sarili mo. You should always try your best to become better than who you were yesterday. Iwasan din natin maging complacent sa buhay natin. It doesn't really matter how much you improve as long as you improve. Personal finance is personal. Focus on your own self-development and don't compare yourself to others. Let me end with a song from Beanie. Recently, may mga sikat na kanta yung Beanie, which is yung Salamin at saka yung Pantropico, but one of the songs that I really love from them is yung Karera. At yung chorus, ang sabi, meron bang humahabol sa'yo? Di naman dapat matulin ang pagtakbo. Sino bang nagsabi na kailangan kong mauna? Hindi naman ito karera, pwedeng magdahan-dahan. Sa bawat panibagong umaga, ang pagsimula muli ay isang tagumpay na. Huwag mag-alala, buhay ay di karera. Dahan-dahan lang, buhay ay di karera. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, you can visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.